HM, Healthcare Admin and Programs Management, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. General Administration. 1. Active duty members and reservists are eligible for all dental services if they are recalled to active duty for a period of how many or more days? 30. There are several types of dental care, including routine, emergency, and elective. The person's eligibility will determine the type of treatment that can be provided. Active duty members and reservists recalled to active duty for a period of more than 30 days are eligible for all services. 2. All important occurrences are reported by the WOT to the OOD for entry into the duty log or journal of the command. Senior Medical Department Representative, Sierra Mike, Delta Romeo. All important occurrences are reported by the Senior Medical Department Representative to the OOD for entry into the duty log or journal of the command. The SMDR can be the Senior Medical or Dental Officer, or it can be the Independent Duty Corpsman. 3. Memorandum for the record is prepared in accordance with what series, Department of the Navy Correspondence Manual series, for any event of historical or legal importance, or for which good judgment dictates that it should be recorded. SECNAV Instruction 5216.5. A memorandum for the record is prepared in accordance with the SECNAV Instruction 5216.5 series, Department of the Navy Correspondence Manual series, for any event of historical or legal importance, or for which good judgment dictates that it should be recorded. It provides a medium for recording special occurrences that might need to be reconstructed in detail at a later time. Memorandum for the record may be drafted for any serious injury or death, patients who refuse treatment or are non-compliant, or when recommendations to the command in regards to the health and safety of the crew are not followed due to the commanding officer's discretion. 4. An infantry battalion, BAS, is normally comprised of 2 medical officers and, depending on the size of the battalion, up to how many HMs? 65. The BAS of an infantry battalion is the most forward deployed and most mobile. It is normally comprised of 2 medical officers and up to 65 HMs, depending on the size of the battalion. 5. A written request for Department of the Navy records that refer to FOIA must be responded to in accordance with the provisions of the Act. How many working days does the official having responsibility for the records have to respond to the requester? 20. The official having responsibility for the records has 20 working days to respond to the requester. 6. Family member enrollment is accomplished for all 7 uniformed services by completing WANT Uniformed Services Identification and Privilege Card application, DD-1172. Family member enrollment is accomplished for all 7 uniformed services, that is Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, Navy, Coast Guard, Public Health Service, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, by completing the Uniformed Services Identification and Privilege Card application, DD-1172. 7. Fleet hospitals are designed to be used in operations greater than how many days? 60. Fleet hospitals are designed to be used in operations greater than 60 days. Moderately sophisticated care is provided, along with resuscitative medical and surgical care. 8. For security purposes, classified directives and documents are filed in separate binders and maintained in a safe in accordance with what series? SECNAV Manual 5510.36. For security purposes, classified directives and documents are filed in separate binders and maintained in a safe in accordance with SECNAV Manual 5510.36 series, Department of the Navy Information Security Program. 9. How many categories of eligible beneficiaries do prisoner patients fall into? 3. Prisoner patients fall into 3 categories of eligible beneficiaries: enemy prisoners of war and other detained personnel, non-military federal prisoners, military prisoners. 10. How many elements is the IMR composed of? 6. IMR is composed of the following 6 elements: individual medical equipment, classes, gas mask inserts, immunizations, TB screening and tetanus, readiness laboratory studies, DNA, G6PD, deployment limiting conditions, periodic health assessment, and dental readiness. 11. How many major groups are SSICs divided into? 13. SSICs are divided into 13 major groups: 1000 Series, Military Personnel, 2000 Series, Telecommunications, 3000 Series, Operations and Readiness, 4000 Series, Logistics, 5000 Series, General Administration and Management, 6000 Series, Medicine and Dentistry, 7000 Series, Financial Management, 8000 Series, Ordnance Material, 9000 Series, Ships Design and Material, 10000 Series, General Material, 11000 Series, Facilities and Activities Ashore, 12000 Series, Civilian Personnel, 13000 Series, Aeronautical and Astronautical Material, and 16000 Series, Coast Guard Missions. 12. How many NMCBs are homeported in Gulfport, Mississippi and Port Hueneme, California? 8. Medical support to the Naval Mobile Construction Battalions is provided at the battalion level by medical and dental personnel assigned to the NMCBs. There are a total of 8 NMCBs homeported in Gulfport, Mississippi and Port Hueneme, California. 13. How often is physical readiness testing currently required for all personnel? Semi-annually. Currently, physical readiness testing is required for all personnel on a semi-annual basis. 14. How often is the sick call treatment log report forwarded to the commanding officer? Daily. The sick call treatment log is maintained in SAMS for each ship or activity. The log contains each patient's reporting date and time, name, rate, division, chief complaint, diagnosis, treatment, and disposition. The report is forwarded to the commanding officer on a daily basis. 15. In general, medical department personnel serving with FMF may be divided into how many groups? 2. In general, medical department personnel serving with FMF may be divided into 2 groups: combat personnel, providing medical and initial first aid to prepare the casualty for further evacuation; support personnel, providing surgical and medical aid to those who need early definitive care and cannot be further evacuated. 16. Instructions are normally placed in large 3-ring binders in numerical sequence according to what number and issuing authority. SSIC. Instructions are normally placed in large 3-ring binders in numerical sequence according to a standard subject identification code number and issuing authority. 17. In the medical setting, what refers to a patient's expressed or implied agreement to submit to an examination or treatment? Consent. Consent in the medical setting refers to a patient's expressed or implied agreement to submit to an examination or treatment. 18. In what year was the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, enacted into law? 1996. The Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, was enacted into law in 1996. The overall goal is to provide safeguards for protected health information to ensure patient privacy is maintained. The privacy rule addresses appropriate disclosure of PHI, while the security rule addresses electronic disclosures. 19. Newborns under how many days old will not be denied care? 60. Newborns will not be denied care for a period of 60 days. On the 61st day, the newborn will shift to TRICARE standard if not enrolled in Prime. 20. On what basis does the PHA provide the opportunity to assess changes in a member's health that could potentially impact the ability to perform military duties and deploy worldwide? Annually. The PHA provides the opportunity to assess changes in a member's health on an annual basis that could potentially impact the ability to perform military duties and deploy worldwide. For the PHA to be complete, all 6 elements must be met and/or a continued plan of care received for any ongoing medical conditions. 21. OPNAV Instruction 1752.1, along with what else, provide guidance for the care and support of alleged victims of sexual assault. SECNAV Instruction 5800.11. SECNAV Instruction 5800.11 Series, Victim and Witness Program, provide guidance for the care and support of alleged victims of sexual assault. 22. Specific instructions for management of reports and forms are covered in the current version of what series? BUMED Instruction 5210.9. Specific instructions for management of reports and forms are covered in the current version of the BUMED Instruction 5210.9 Series, Forms and Reports Management Program. 23. The compliance date for the HIPAA privacy rule was April 14, 2003, and is guided by what series? DoD Instruction 6025.18. The compliance date for the HIPAA privacy rule was April 14, 2003, and is guided by DoD Instruction 6025.18 series, DoD Health Information Privacy Regulation. 24. The fleet and force dental officers ensure that the fleet is dental ready. A service member is considered worldwide deployable who is in what class? Class 1 or 2. The fleet and force dental officers ensure that the fleet is dental ready. A service member who is Class 1 or 2 is considered worldwide deployable. This means that no dental treatment is needed, Class 1, or an oral condition, if not treated, does not have the potential to become an emergency, Class 2, within the next 12 months. 25. The primary goal of the patient relations program is to help resolve patient complaints and problems through patient intervention and negotiations in accordance with what series? BUMED Instruction 6300.10. Navy's Healthcare Relations Program, BUMED Instruction 6300.10 series, provides general guidance to the establishment of this program. The program has three parts, which are internal, external, and patient relations. 26. Two federal statutes combine to establish the criteria for collecting, maintaining, and releasing medical treatment records. These two statutes include the Privacy Act and what else? FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Two federal statutes, the Privacy Act and the Freedom of Information Act, combine to establish the criteria for collecting, maintaining, and releasing medical treatment records. 27. What act, enacted in 1956, 18 U.S.C. 1385, makes it unlawful for the U.S. military to be used to enforce or assist in the enforcement of federal or state civil laws? Posse Comitatus Act. 28. What class identifies any oral condition that will result in an emergency condition within the next 12 months? Class 3. Any oral condition that will result in an emergency condition within the next 12 months, Class 3. 29. What consists of a headquarters, a marine logistics group, and marine divisions, brigades, and aircraft wings? FMF, Foxtrot Mike Foxtrot. The Fleet Marine Force consists of a headquarters, a marine logistics group, and marine divisions, brigades, and aircraft wings. 30. What does the mission of a fleet hospital depend on? COCM requirements, COCOM. A fleet hospital's mission depends on the requirements of the COCOM. They are typically staffed and equipped to provide advanced medical, surgical, and trauma care similar to a civilian trauma center. 31. What establishes safeguards concerning the right to privacy by regulating the collection, maintenance, use, and dissemination of personal information by federal agencies? Privacy Act. The Privacy Act establishes safeguards concerning the right to privacy by regulating the collection, maintenance, use, and dissemination of personal information by federal agencies. 32. What governs the disclosure of documents maintained by government agencies? FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. FOIA governs the disclosure of documents maintained by government agencies. A written request for Department of the Navy records that refer to FOIA must be responded to in accordance with the provisions of the Act. 33. What is a composite grouping of functional units that provide combat service support beyond the organic capability of all elements of the FMF? MLG. Mike Lima Golf. The MLG is a composite grouping of functional units providing combat service support beyond the organic capability of all elements of the FMF. 34. What is an administrative management tool that is used to track the medical and dental readiness of every active duty and reserve sailor or marine? MRRS, Medical Readiness Reporting System. MRRS is an administrative management tool that is used to track the medical and dental readiness of every active duty and reserve sailor or marine. It is an internet-based communication program that allows for healthcare providers to update and manage a member's readiness regardless of the member's permanent duty station. 35. What is an administrative management tool that tracks the medical and dental readiness of Navy and Marine Corps operational units? SAMS, Shipboard Non-Tactical Automatic Data Process, SNAP, Automated Medical System, SAMS. SAMS is an administrative management tool that tracks the medical and dental readiness of Navy and Marine Corps operational units. SAMS enables healthcare providers to update patient medical information and record medical encounters. Additionally, SAMS is used to track supply inventory, log preventative medicine inspections, report and receive radiation exposure data, and manage medical training. 36. What is individually identifiable health information, including demographics, in paper, electronic, or oral form? PHI, HIPAA Privacy Rule. The HIPAA Privacy Rule creates business processes to protect the use and disclosure of protected health information. PHI is individually identifiable health information, including demographics, in paper, electronic, or oral form. PHI is not limited to the documents contained in the official medical record. 37. What is official naval correspondence usually prepared and referred to as? Standard Naval Letter. Official Navy correspondence is usually prepared and referred to as the Standard Naval Letter. The Standard Naval Letter is used when corresponding with certain agencies of the United States government. Some civilian companies dealing extensively with the Navy may prepare correspondence using the Standard Naval Letter. 38. What is the nucleus for managing maintenance aboard all ships and applicable shore station equipment? 3M System. 3M systems are the nucleus for managing maintenance aboard all ships and applicable shore station equipment. This system provides all maintenance and material managers throughout the Navy with a means to plan, acquire, organize, direct, control, and evaluate the manpower and material resources expended or planned for expenditure in support of maintenance. 39. What is the only type of care authorized to non-military federal prisoners? Emergency. Non-military federal prisoners are authorized only emergency care. When such care is being provided, the institution to which the prisoner is sentenced must furnish security personnel to ensure custody of the prisoner and safety of others in the facility. Upon completion of emergency care, arrangements will be made to transfer these individuals to a non-military treatment facility or for return to the institution to which sentenced. 40. What is the process of determining the correct subject group or name title codes under which correspondence should be filed and any subordinate subjects that should be cross-referenced? Classifying. Classifying, as it is used here, is the process of determining the correct subject group or name title codes under which correspondence should be filed and any subordinate subjects that should be cross-referenced. Classifying is typically accomplished by the originator. Correspondence that has not been previously classified a SSIC will need to be assigned upon receipt. 41. What is used to review and correct any IMR deficiencies? PHA. The PHA is used to review and correct any IMR deficiencies. 42. What medical benefits program was established to manage military MTF care services? TRICARE. TRICARE is an enhancement of the Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Uniformed Services, CHAMPUS. TRICARE is a medical benefits program established to manage the care services in military MTFs. Additionally, it manages the cost-sharing charges for medically necessary civilian services and supplies required in the diagnosis and treatment of illness or injury. TRICARE is utilized if the required services are not available from the direct care system of the Department of the Defense treatment facilities or designated MTFs, DTFs. 43. What policy protects, to the maximum extent possible, the rights of U.S. personnel who may be subject to criminal trial by foreign courts and imprisonment in foreign prisons? Status of Forces. Status of Forces policy is to protect, to the maximum extent possible, the rights of U.S. personnel who may be subject to criminal trial by foreign courts and imprisonment in foreign prisons. Active duty members are generally separated from the service until they have completed their term of imprisonment and returned to the United States. During this confinement, they will normally retain health care benefits. 44. What program identifies and monitors spouse or child abuse or neglect, whether physical or psychological, and sexual abuse in military families? FAP, Foxtrot Alpha Papa. The purpose of the Family Advocacy Program is to identify and monitor spouse or child abuse or neglect, whether physical or psychological, and sexual abuse in military families. The program is guided by SECNAV Instruction 1752.3 Series, Family Advocacy Program, and BUMED Instruction 6320.70 Series. 45. What provide medical support during intense combat operations as well as lengthy, low-intensity scenarios? Fleet hospitals. Fleet hospitals are used to provide medical support during intense combat operations and in lengthy, low-intensity scenarios. Fleet hospitals are transportable, capable of performing advanced medical and surgical procedures, and deployable in a variety of operational scenarios. 46. What provides direct support to company and platoon corpsmen, as well as advanced trauma life support under fire? BAS, Bravo Alpha Sierra. A battalion aid station, BAS, is used to provide direct support to company and platoon corpsmen and provide advanced trauma life support under fire. 47. What reports are designed to promptly document all circumstances surrounding an event to alert the commanding officer, command risk manager, and other involved administrators and clinicians of a potential liability situation? QCR, Quebec Charlie Romeo. Quality Care Review, QCR, reports are designed to promptly document all circumstances surrounding an event to alert the commanding officer, command risk manager, and other involved administrators and clinicians of a potential liability situation. It also establishes an information base to monitor and evaluate the number and types of incidents that take place in the facility. 48. What requires that the healthcare provider give the patient all the information necessary for a knowledgeable decision? Informed consent. Informed consent requires that the healthcare provider give the patient all the information necessary for a knowledgeable decision. 49. What series are SSICs found in? SecNav Instruction 5210.11. SSICs are found in the SecNav Instruction 5210.11 series, Department of the Navy Standard Subject Identification Codes. 50. What series contains all the information needed to prepare naval correspondence? SecNav Instruction 5216.5. All information to prepare naval correspondence can be found in the SecNav Instruction 5216.5 series, Department of the Navy Correspondence Manual. 51. What series lists the required elements for process improvement, quality assurance, programs of naval hospitals, medical clinics, and dental clinics? BUMED Instruction 6010.13. BUMED Instruction 6010.13 series, Quality Assurance Program, lists the required elements for process improvement, quality assurance, programs of naval hospitals, medical clinics, and dental clinics. 52. What series outlines the responsibilities of the DAPA? OPNAV Instruction 5350.4. The Drug and Alcohol Program Advisor is the command's primary advisor for all alcohol and drug matters. Among other duties, DAPAs conduct administrative screenings, prepare required reports, provide prevention education, and monitor aftercare. Additional responsibilities of the DAPA are outlined in OPNAV Instruction 5350.4 series, Drug and Alcohol Abuse Prevention and Control. 53. What series provides guidance as to who and under what circumstances members can receive medical and dental care at Navy Medical Department facilities, as well as the extent and conditions under which such care may be provided and the collection process to pay for that care? NAVMEDCOM Instruction 6320.3, Navy Medicine's Eligibility for Care Instruction. NAVMEDCOM Instruction 6320.3 series provides guidance as to who and under what circumstances members can receive medical and dental care at Navy Medical Department facilities, the extent and conditions under which such care may be provided, and the collection process to pay for that care. 54. What series provides guidance for the maintenance, use, and disposition of records? SecNav Instruction 5210.8. SecNav Instruction 5210.8 series, Department of the Navy Records Management Program, provides guidance for records maintenance, use, and disposition. The Records Management Program is designed to retain records that are needed to execute the mission and dispose of records that have expired. 55. What term refers to the ability to understand the nature and consequences of one's decisions? Competency. The determination of who has authority to consent to medical treatment is based on an evaluation of the competency of the patient. If competent, the patient alone has the authority to consent. Competency refers to the ability to understand the nature and consequences of one's decisions. 56. What type of directives are normally issued as a notice to request comments or approval and announce information such as a change of command or education and promotion opportunities? Temporary. There are two basic types of directives, permanent and temporary. Permanent directives regulate administration, establish policy, delegate authority, and assign a mission, function, or task. Temporary directives are normally issued as a notice to request comments or approval and announce information such as a change of command or education and promotion opportunities. 57. What type of directives regulate administration, establish policy, delegate authority, and assign a mission, function, or task? Permanent. There are two basic types of directives, permanent and temporary. Permanent directives regulate administration, establish policy, delegate authority, and assign a mission, function, or task. Temporary directives are normally issued as a notice to request comments or approval and announce information such as a change of command or education and promotion opportunities. 58. What vehicle ensures continuum of care throughout the beneficiary's life? Medical record. The medical record is the vehicle that ensures the continuum of care throughout the beneficiary's life. 59. What was designed to provide protection for individually identifiable health information that is maintained, transmitted, or received in electronic form, not just the information in standard transactions? HIPAA Security Rule. The HIPAA Security Rule is designed to provide protection for individually identifiable health information that is maintained, transmitted, or received in electronic form, not just the information in standard transactions. 60. What was developed to improve the distribution and control of military healthcare services, including the projection and allocation of costs for healthcare programs, as well as to minimize fraudulent healthcare claims? DEERS, Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System. DEERS is a computer-based enrollment and eligibility verification system. It was developed to improve distribution and control of military healthcare services, including the projection and allocation of costs for healthcare programs, and to minimize fraudulent healthcare claims. 61. When the database shows a patient as ineligible because of ID card expiration, care may be rendered as long as the patient has a new ID card issued within the previous how many days? 120. When the database shows a patient as ineligible because of ID card expiration, care may be rendered as long as the patient has a new ID card issued within the previous 120 days. 62. Who is the command's primary advisor for all alcohol and drug matters? DAPA. The Drug and Alcohol Program Advisor is the command's primary advisor for all alcohol and drug matters. Among other duties, DAPAs conduct administrative screenings, prepare required reports, provide prevention education, and monitor aftercare. Additional responsibilities of the DAPA are outlined in OPNAV Instruction 5350.4 Series, Drug and Alcohol Abuse Prevention and Control. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.